joining us right now from the Bickley and Murata Show. They did a fantastic job this morning covering this as it was happening. It's never easy covering breaking news in the moment because, man, things are just constantly changing all the time. Vince Murata from Bickley and Murata joining us here.
Go, Vinny!
On the Burns and Gambo show.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Fantastic. How about you?
Yeah, we planned our whole show, walked in. Oh, this happened?
let me rip up
that sheet. Yeah.
I was going to be off today. And then I was like, all right, I can't be off today. So we heard Gambo talk about, okay, he went to the Cardinals. He wanted money back from his contract. Mm-hmm. And the Cardinals, either because they wanted to or because they weren't allowed to, said, no, we're not going to restructure your contract.
They weren't allowed to.
Right.
Unless, like, you were adding years, which from the guys I spoke with that are close to Patrick Peterson, he doesn't want that.
You were on the air when Dan came on with what is being perceived by many as sort of Patrick's side of the story. Mm-hmm. Recap that for me and tell me what you thought about, quote-unquote, Patrick's side of the story.
What Bickley had reported from the sources that he had been talking to is that Patrick's side of the story, and Bick went as far to say when Patrick Peterson does speak, this is likely something like what he'll say. We know he's type 2 diabetic, that he had been feeling sluggish in recent months, and he sought out something to give him a little bit of a lift. And that was the gist of the genesis of this whole story. Turns out that whatever he was taking to get that lift to help him feel back up to snuff wasn't up to snuff, according to the NFL. It was sure. on the banned substance list. So I don't know. Diabetes is a terrible disease, and anybody that's dealt with it or had a family member that's dealt with it, they know what I'm talking about. So I think there's a little bit of sympathy. If that's indeed what happened with Patrick Peterson, I mean, that's one side of the story. We don't know the full truth. It feels strange to say it. We covered a lot of ground today on this story, but because there's so few answers, it was almost 4 hours of speculation. Sure. But I think it's fair to speculate on all of this stuff right now.
Well, okay, if we're going to speculate on that, and let's he's type 2 diabetic. He took something to give him a boost. Found out later that it was something he was not supposed to take.
Mm-hmm.
I take the masking agent then. You know, why try to, because it's the presence of the masking agent which has given him the six games, and it's the presence of the masking agent that sort of suggests oh crap, I can't let anyone know I did this. I need to take this to cover up the fact that I took that stuff. Right? I mean, it's from a perceptual standpoint, it might have made Patrick look a lot better if it was just a four-game suspension.
Yes.
And that he didn't try to, quote-unquote, cover anything up.
If the masking agent actually happened, it's hard. That would wipe away any of the sympathy from the type 2 diabetes thing. Because it does look like, hey, I'm covering my own butt here.
Gambo?
The only thing that I would say to that, His wife's a physician,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
his wife is a physician. And, like, I mean, I don't. That's why I have more of a hard time buying it than not. If I'm going to take something, I'm going to check with my wife's a physician, honey.
Not to mention a world class training staff has
right
that knows the rules.
But even more so, I mean, the person your wife. You know, yeah. I mean, listen, he's a very good husband. He's everything I hear is just really great about him. I mean, I talk to so many former teammates, and they say they think the world of him as a person and as a husband and a father and all of that stuff. But his wife's a physician.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I'm having a hard time with my diet. What do you recommend? Like, you know, that type of thing.
It's funny because Bickley came out with Patrick's side of the story. Mm-hmm. And I don't make it sound like he was a conduit for Patrick. He was sourcing, like Gambo was sourcing earlier today in his mm-hmm. reporting. That was about, what, 103 this afternoon, mm-hmm. 104 this afternoon? At 119 this afternoon, the Arizona Cardinals released their official statement on Patrick Peterson, confirming the suspension. And their statement read in part, quote, Patrick recognizes how disappointing this is for everyone in the organization as well as our fans. As we all do, he understands that regardless of intent, he is ultimately responsible for everything that he puts in his body. That was quite literally the second line of the official statement from the organization, which suggests almost a preemptive kind of, hey, if he's going to use that as the reason why he did it, to your point, you have got, if you're Patrick Peterson, resources to check with, Doc, am I allowed to take this? Doc, I've been feeling a little sluggish because of the, and I don't have diabetes, so I don't I don't pretend to understand what it's like, but Doc, can I take this or not? Please let me know.
Every athlete knows that. You have to get approval before you take anything.
Yeah, and that's ironclad, and teams will fall back on that all the time because you are ultimately responsible, okay, and that's the hardest thing to get past in all of this.
But let's get to the most important point. If you feel that you can use that, let's be honest. Let's say he was taking something, and everybody knows he had diabetes. And listen, that wouldn't be a bad way to go to try to win public perception a little bit. Let's be honest.
I agree. Sure.
Had diabetes. I was feeling sluggish. I took something I shouldn't have taken. Okay, you know, you may get some sympathy out of it. You may get some people that believe you. Hey, it's a lot better than saying, yeah, man, I'm getting a little bit older, and I want to make sure I stay on top, so I started to juice.
Yeah.
I mean, now, we don't know, but I would think that you got to know what you're putting in your body. Your wife did medical school. She is a physician. Like, she's a physician. You could ask her. You could ask the team doctors. You got, like, we know this. You've got to know what you're putting in your body.
Yeah.
And there's no way you're taking something without asking. That's just stupid. You just risked $4.5 million. For something that was stupid. But in the public perception, could that win over some people by saying I was sluggish, I wasn't feeling good, my diabetes was getting the best of me? It might be something that's used from a public perception angle to try to win some people over.
I agree with that, and I think it could work. I don't think it'll win as many people over as it would have had he not requested a trade in the middle of last season. That turned off a lot of people. And I think a lot of those people were also pretty relieved that it seemed to be smoothed over.
Yep.
And that Patrick Peterson, once the season was over, he grabbed the bull by the horns and he grabbed that microphone on the 16th tee at the TPC Scottsdale and he apologized. But here we are. I mean, it's lower than it was even last fall now.
I'm reading from Bob McManaman's Twitter account over at AZ Central. And again, right back to this core substance issue, I should say. If Patrick Peterson took a banned substance without his knowledge to combat something, this is what the NFL Players Association clearly states on its website, quote, the final responsibility rests with you, the player, to ensure that you do not take a banned substance,
mm-hmm.
close quote. So that sympathy is only going to get you so far. I guess, and here's the $4 million question, and maybe it should be even more than that, given what Peterson is owed. What's next in the relationship between the Arizona Cardinals and Patrick Peterson?
All right, that's a great question.
What's next? And by that, I mean, is the bridge burned? Is it badly damaged but can be repaired? Does either side, do they want to repair the bridge? I mean, what?
They're not trading them.
What's next between these two?
That's the big thing in all of it. I mean, the relationship is obviously strained. We've known that for quite some time. One way out for the Cardinals in all of this is, okay, we'll trade him. Who's going to trade for him now?
Yeah.
Knowing that he's going to miss six games this season. Teams will pick up a player who's been cut with a suspension. I mean, Cleveland did it with Kareem Hunt.
Sure.
They didn't have to give up any assets to get Kareem Hunt.
No.
They're
have
just
to give up assets.
They're
to get
taking
Patrick
a
Peterson.
Chance. You'd have to give up still a boatload probably
significant
to get Patrick Peterson.
Assets to
so
get him, yes.
You're stuck with him for probably 2 years.
2 years, and then you have the right to franchise tag him. If he's playing great, you don't want to give him a long-term contract, you can franchise tag him.
Yeah.
Well, that'll put him
about
in a good
mood. How much more strain can you put on the relationship?
That'll put him in a good mood. $15, $16 million, you can franchise tag him and keep him another year. You have that ability.
All right, a lot more on this on our website, arizonasports.com, and we'll continue the conversation. But Vinny just got done doing 4 hours of radio. We just wanted to pull him in here and do like a little mini roundtable about this because it's very interesting
it's
to
one
hear
of those
everybody's
days.
It's just one of those
yep.
days. Vinny, thanks for hanging around for a few.
Yeah, no problem.
We appreciate it. Vince Murata from Bickley and Murata, 10 until 2 every day here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.